softly spoken words of truth lay foundations for the proof. Yahweh's wisdom is sublime, stands the test of time. Words are spoken from the heart. Let us now be set apart. O ye soldiers of the host, give your all and stand your post. Through the day and through the night, gird your loins and fight the fight. Draw your sword and speak your peace. Obey his laws and never cease.
Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air. A program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians, called to a higher level of understanding, will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Mike.
Okay, we're on the air. Okay, well, I hate to be using up air time with this. I'm using the telephone now instead of the mic. I don't know what's the problem. Anyway, like I was saying, welcome to our broadcast tonight. We're having some difficulties here. Tonight's program will be with the same guests as we had last month. We're going to continue on the topic of the Jewish problem. It's a big problem and one that much can be said about. I generally don't mention it because we're certainly not money grubbers and people that contact us know that. But I do want to say I don't take any money from the ministry. My guests on the program don't take any money for being on the broadcast. But we do have information, and it's purely to teach you the Word of God more perfectly and inform you on the different subjects we do have. We do have Henry Ford's book, The International Jew, The World's Foremost Problem, 231-page book. It's available for $10. And we have Dr. Edward Weed, who's one of our guests tonight, book The Origin of Communism, available for $8.50. And we have a comprehensive study on the Satanic Seed Line. It contains 3 CDs, 3 books, a booklet, 2 tracks for donation of $22. And if anybody would like to get that, we'll throw in the DVD, Tares of the Wheat, for half price and only another $9. We have much other material, and it's all as close to cost as possible because, like I said, we want to inform you. My guest tonight on the program will again be Pastor Bob Jones, a graduate of our Bible Correspondence course. An active promoter of the Kingdom Message. He's a trustee of this ministry. David James, our webmaster, and someone who has his own radio program, internet radio program, and Dr. Edward Weed, as I said, the author of The Origin of Communism, The Origins of Communism. So I'd like to welcome all of you gentlemen back to the broadcast.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Who'd like to kind of step in and take over where we left off last time?
I'll step in and go at it first. One of the things I want to do and this is kind of like two parts, is and I've mentioned the second part on Pastor Wickstrom's show, but I've never mentioned the first part. Way back around 1995, a friend of mine, he had a newspaper article he did in the Jubilee newspaper, and he gave me a copy to read and so forth, and so I read it, and in there I saw a little ad that said, "Are you confused?" and had a picture of a man and a woman with question marks up above them, and Kingdom Identity Ministries, American Institute of Theology course, and so forth. So I thought, yeah, let me get that. So I got it, and funny thing is, for a couple of months, I just got it and put it on the shelf, as a lot of people do with things they get. And one day I got around to, I wanted to do it because I had plenty of time, on my hands to where I could, I was taking care of my father who had Alzheimer's and raising my son at the same time. And so, I had plenty of money and plenty of time at home to do this. So I opened up the book and I started to read and I got a tingling, kind of like how when your foot or hand goes to sleep and you have that tingle thing, but it was throughout my whole body. And so I was reading it and that went on for like 3 days, as I was reading the course and so forth. And I was amazed at the course, the American Institute of Theology course. And, after about 3 days of this tingling continuing and not ending, I got scared. I thought maybe I was having a heart attack or a stroke. I didn't know what was going on. And so I prayed to Yahweh to please stop this tingling sensation. And it instantly stopped, instantly, which I take as a sign that Yahweh had sent me that this is the deal, what you need to study and so forth. I went through the course and, as Mike said, finished it and graduated with honors and all that. And so then, being as I've lived in Oy Vegas out here since 63 and knew a lot of Jews out here, it was this one Jew's birthday and his wife. And so we went out to dinner. And so I had all this newfound information, the two seed line messages, I like to call it, the truth in scripture. And so I thought, well, I'm going to blow their mind. I'm going to just throw all this stuff about the Jews on them. So we're sitting down having dinner. And so I start firing off. And did you know this about the Jews? Did you know that about the Jews? And after I was talking to my friend, or this Jew, who I had known for 20-some years, not my friend, because a Jew can never be your friend. He hates you as you're an enemy of the Jews, being as you're for Yahweh and of the pure white race. But anyway, we were having this conversation, and after about the wife didn't say anything, and I kept firing at him, John 8:44, John 8:47, Genesis 3:15, on and on and on. Finally, at the end of a half an hour, he says, well, I never knew you were anti-Semitic. I said, there's another thing. I said, you Jews aren't Semites. I said, the descendants of Shem are the pure white race. I said, you Jews are called the Yahudi, which means the accursed ones. And so all of a sudden, the wife, who hadn't spoke for half an hour, she jumped in and she said, no, Kenny, everything he's telling you is true. We know all of this. This is taught in the synagogue. And my jaw dropped because she was verifying and validating everything that I said that's in the scriptures about that the Jews are the children of Satan and not of God. And they are not the chosen people by any stretch of the imagination. The Jews have a saying for that. If you tell a lie long enough, it becomes the truth. Well, that's a lie in itself because you can tell a lie forever. It still doesn't become the truth, but that's their saying. As Jews are always misleading. So anyway, she started telling me, she said, well, did you know this about the Jews, Bob? And did you know that about the Jews? And she validated that she knew she was a daughter of Satan. And the husband, he says, well, how come I never heard of this? She says, well, you never go to the synagogue. You're always out gambling your money away and hustling and doing crap that he did. And he was a degenerate gambler and always gambling away the money. But anyway, she validated every single thing that I said about that the Jews are the children of Satan and so forth. And the end result was when I left that dinner and I went there with a purpose to blow their mind and I figured we'd get in a good argument and so forth about the Jews. They blew my mind because they validated every single thing. And I would tell all the listeners out there, if you haven't done that American Institute of Theology course, you should do it. It's extremely reasonable price-wise, and it's on the website there. I think it's like 200 bucks or 250 or something like that.
Yeah, 200.
200.
For the cost of material and the grading costs, secretary and postage and all that stuff. So it's close to cost and it might be below cost now because postage goes up and so do other costs that are involved.
And so folks, if you pay for it all at once, you get several extra books and maps that will just enhance your study. And I've made an offer since then on the air and no one's ever taken me up. You go ahead and take that course and you finish it. And if you feel you didn't get your money's worth, I'll give you double your money back. Personally, I will give you double your money back. Nothing to do with anything else, but it's just that this two-seed line message, which the Jews absolutely hate because it exposes the lies that they've been saying since 750 BC when they took over and stole the entire identity of the pure white race. And because we became known as the lost sheep of the house of Israel, they took over and claimed to be the house of Israel. And, of course, the house of Judah, which is another branch of that when they got divided up. And so they've been perpetrating that for 2,750 years, that they're the chosen people, and it's a lie. And Yahweh gave us that punishment because our forefathers turned from him and follow the 50-lane highway, the bells and whistles, all the Jew phony pagan religions and stuff. And so he put that curse of 7 times 7, which is 2,520 years, which expired in 1776. And as we're approaching here in the end times, we've been waking up slowly but surely. In the 1800s, you had Hines and Wilson, who came up with the one seed line message called British Israelism. And then Henry Ford, as you mentioned earlier, did the great four-volume set, actually. And half of all the cars in the world were Fords, and everybody got a free four-volume set of the International Jew, which made the Jews crazy. And then, of course, he had the Dearborn Independent newspaper, and he published the entire four-volume set one after the other. So they hated Henry Ford. But with that knowledge that Ford put forth, plus what Hines and Wilson did, here come the two-seed line message, which was more exposed by Wesley Swift and William Gale and Bertrand Comperet and so forth in the 50s and 60s. And so here we are today. But it's the truth, folks. And it's all there. All you got to do is read it. $250. If you don't like it after you get all done with it, I'll give you double your money back. And that's just where it is. But it's funny how Yahweh takes you down the highway, and exposes you to this. And you have to have your eyes open and your ears open so that you can hear the Word of God and see the Word of God as it manifests.
Yeah, in my early days of being a patriot, I knew that the Jews were Khazars, but it never dawned on me that if they're not the true children of the Bible, then who is? And then, of course, I heard the Israel message. But not only are we Israel, but these Khazar Jews, in their own writings, say that their people descended from Mount Seir, where Mount Seir was where Edom stayed, and Edom married couple Canaanite wives, and that's where the Cain satanic seed line comes in. So it puts everything together, the patriotic understanding along with the biblical understanding, and helps people understand just what's going on today.
Did Dr. Weed show up? Does anybody know if Dr.
Weed's
here?
No, he's not on the air. I don't know why. He had it last time called the public number. Let me give the public a number. If anybody out there would like to join the conversation tonight, you can dial 877-924-7722. That's a toll-free number, 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAHS-RACE. And we also have a direct line if we have any foreign listeners that would like to join us. That's 678-949-5091.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. This is David James, by the way, and thanks for listening in. And I wanted to talk about something. I wanted to show you what's going on in your world. as you watch the news and you see people like George Soros, who is a Hungarian Jew, and you see that he's a billionaire, and he's roughly 85 years old or older, and all he wants to do is destroy our countries. And maybe you're wondering why that is. Maybe you didn't know that he was a Jew. A lot of people that I've spoken with say, oh, he's a Jew? Yes, he is a Jew. And so, basically, when you're seeing people like him and you're seeing people like Charles Krauthammer, William Kristol, and all these people that you see on your news programs, and Wolf Blitzer, and all these different ones from all the different channels, these are the scribes, these are the heralds of the Kahila, which is a worldwide organization that is run by the Jews. And the breakdown of that thing is quite a thing when you really look at it. I've talked about it on my The Secret of the Serpent series, where I've gone into B.F. Jackson's book. B.F. Jackson is a man who exposed the Kahila, exposed the Jews that they need to race mix because they don't have the life force in their blood, something that I talk about often. As they pretend to the world that they keep themselves pure, it's an absolute lie, because that's why they've wanted to make misogynation and race mixing a thing that's very common. Because if it was uncommon in the world, they wouldn't be able to get away with it either. So when you look at the Kahila, you're looking at George Soros. There's like two princes that are at the top, and they answer to nobody but Shaitan, the serpent, as you know who that is. And I assume that it's somebody like Henry Kissinger and somebody like George Soros that is at the top, unless it's, you know, the Rothschild. But when you're talking about watching the news, as I'm saying, you're looking at these members of the Kahila. That's what you're looking at. It's in both hemispheres of the world. And why you don't hear anything bad about the Jews is because they spend billions and billions of dollars to make sure that every publication, every news story, even on the internet, they're trying to wipe out the word Jew out of YouTube. And they're attacking videos that have the word Jew in it. They want absolutely zero negative press for the Jews. They spend billions and billions. So the members of the Kahila that do that are called the mutes. And what they do is they're muting people like myself, people like Bob, anybody that will speak out against them and tell the truth of what they're up to around the world. Because they want to keep their tracks cleaned up. And so you don't realize this is going on. So you're watching news programs and they're telling you what to believe about the news. Because they look at you and they think you're a stupid cow, a stupid goyim, and that you can't figure out what the news stories mean. So they will decipher it for you and they will tell you what to believe about these news stories. You're looking at members of the Kahila. You don't know that, though. You think you're just looking at an ugly face like Charles Krauthammer. I mean, where does a guy get a face like that in the first place? I mean, hey, I'm not beautiful, but that face is something else, man. And I mean, it's very scary. William Kristol, you see him trying to control the presidential election. You're looking at members of the Kahila. You don't realize what you're looking at when you're looking at TV, when you're looking at, they have scribes, okay? So the scribes of the Kahila, they're the ones that write the news stories. They're the ones that write the Hollywood programs, the Hollywood movies. They're the ones that write the scripts for all of your television shows. They're the scribes. They're not scribes as in writing the Bible. They might be the ones, though, that are taking the deity of Jesus Christ out of the modern Bible versions. Okay? The scribes of the Kehillah. Okay? They have the mutes of the Kehillah. They have the heralds of the Kehillah. And the princes that are all part of Shaitan. You see? And the Kehillah is a major organization. So this is part of the criminal network that you see in, as you're looking at Judaism and you think it's a religion, as I spoke of last time, I must keep reiterating about this because it's so important. Judaism is not a religion at all. It is a criminal organization that has the Kehillah within it. And I can prove it to you very simply that it is that, okay? Because if you were to read the books of the Talmud, not the watered-down version, the full version of it, you would find out that it's not a holy book whatsoever. You would find out it has nothing to do with the literature of the Bible. It is, it looks like a religion. It's in the guise of a religion, but what it is a criminal organization. Now, when you see the, when you notice that after 9/11, that the laws changed in America and we had things like the Patriot Act, well, you noticed that the TSA, which is mostly comprised of Israeli organizations, they're the ones doing the searching at the airport, okay? They're the ones that let the rabbis go through with their contraband. Let them go through with the blood that they're transporting or the organs that they're transporting that they've stolen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You don't know this is going on. This is everyday life. And you think to yourself and you say, well, I don't believe you, Dave. I don't. And I would say to you, why? Why don't you believe me? This would be because I wouldn't do it. I've told people, why can't you understand that the news is lying to you? Why can't you? I said this to an Irish woman, and she's a very nice woman. And she says, because I wouldn't do that to them. Well, that's all well and good, and it all sounds wonderful. But I'm going to tell you that people are lying to you, okay? And I believe the world is waking up to it. But you have to realize what you're seeing, and I'm trying to tell you what you're seeing there. You're seeing a criminal organization in the guise of a religion. They even brought the mafia over here in the early part of the last century. And most of those are race-mixed Italians. They have hooked nose. They hide in the Catholic Church, which is a Babylonian institution, which is all part of the organization. It is another criminal organization. The Catholic Church, I know you'll get upset. I know you don't want to believe me. I mean, it doesn't matter how many people tell you that these priests have done these little boys. The Pope is now going on trial soon for doing the rite of the ninth circle, which is they tie a young child down, they have sex with the child, and climax inside the child. I'm sorry, this is a little graphic for you, but this is reality. Then they cut the child up, they drink the blood, they eat the flesh. This is what your so-called Pope is involved in. Okay, he was a Jesuit Pope. He's a Jew. And he's a criminal. And he's going to go on trial for it, as well as the Archduke of Canterbury, Archbishop of Canterbury, excuse me, as well as George Soros is involved in these things, as well as many of the Jesuits. And there's more. So,
a lot
no matter
of
what
people
I do,
in the Congress.
Yeah, the more I tell about, you know, the more I tell you about this, the Catholic will still remain true to the Catholic faith, the Catholic religion. Instead of being true to Yahweh and being true to God, they don't care how much you tell them about the evil that is being done in that criminal organization. See, it's not a church because it's a hybrid religion. It was created to be something for the pagans and something for the Christians. Since the Christians had arisen in Rome, the pagans had always had their religions there. So when it was created, when the Christian church was created, this Catholic church, it was just the emperors turning themselves into the priests. And what it is that it's a hybrid religion. It is supposed Christianity sprinkled with paganism, which would be an abomination to Yahweh. He does not go for hybrids in religions like Judeo-Christianity. He doesn't go for hybrids in people. He doesn't go for hybrids in animals or any of those things. So when I tell you that the Catholic religion is just like Judaism, it's a criminal organization, and it is run by many Jews as well through the Jesuit order, which is the army of that thing. You people, I don't know what it is with you, but you will stay true to that organization no matter how much evil is pointed out to you, and you won't even argue about the evil. You still stay true to the Babylonian institution. I just want you to know that that is a Babylonian religion that stems from Babylon. When you see those poles with the half circles going around, looks like feathers, that's all from Babylon. The Pope is, I've seen the Pope down on his knees worshiping and praying to a golden statue of the sun. Now, you have to realize that you've got to come out of that thing. Now, you see the Judaism, that the Talmud was created in Babylon as well. So we see the connection there. We see that Freemasonry has the Babylonian connections as well and is permeated and run by the Jews. I've proved it. I did a 6-part series on Freemasonry, which will blow you away. I have several radio shows that I do, but I will tell you that if you study into it, one of the first things Hitler did when he got involved in Germany and was, you know, getting the Jews out of Germany was he got the Freemasons out. Some of them ended up in the concentration camps. Some of them, most of them got ejected out of the country. And that shows wisdom because he understood what was going on around him. He understood his world. He understood the Jew. He understood who did what to them. And this is very important for you to understand. When I tell you that these religions are criminal organizations, I'm not just playing around and saying, you know, making this up. I guarantee you they're criminal organizations. What would you say about that? Anybody want to say anything about that?
I'd like to say something that I don't think we touched on too much last month, if at all, and that's that, as Henry Ford said, the Jews never lose a war. They make money off of wars. They payments on both sides, or I should say make loans on both sides of the war. And he said, wars are the Jews' harvest. And a rabbi actually said that earlier, that same statement, back in the 1800s. Would either of you like to comment on the Jewish war interests?
The wars?
The war industry, et cetera.
Go ahead, Bob. I will comment after you. I have a lot to say about that. Go ahead, though.
The Jews play a game, and they know in order to control something, you want to control both sides. So they have, as it was called, a thesis, and then they set up the antithesis. And then in there, there's a synthesis, and they get people on each side of the coin, like the Democrats versus the Republicans, and they really control both sides. The Democrat Party, by the way, Saul Alinsky, who was the trainer and mentor of Hillary and Obama, he said, he totally trained them, so they're diehard 100% communists. He said that the Democratic Party has adopted every single principle of the Communist Party, therefore there is no more need for a Communist Party in America, because it's a Democrat Party. So, and you folks should call it Democrat Party rather than Democrat. And they have so many of them in there, communists, they are communists, in the Democrats and it spilled over into the Republicans, and many of them are also communists. So this is why you see such a weak Republican. But they move it back and forth. They move the stick back and forth, like baby murder and anti-baby murder, or abortion, anti-abortion is for the sanitized name. But it's baby murder versus anti-baby murder, gun control versus anti-gun control. They keep these things and they keep people divided. And so when you control both sides, you can move it this way a little bit and get more donations, and then move it that way a little bit, get more donations. And you're just sending your money to the same Jew pocketbook, which is the Rothschild family at the top. By the way, the Rothschild family, they have at their dinner table, they have a place for Satan. And I believe that they conjure up some of the rabbis that are, or rabies as I like to call them, they conjure up Satan from time to time, and he sits down with his favorite kids, the Rothschilds, and discusses his way of how to, you know, run the world. And that's what's been happening. So you always have this back and forth. Getting back to the wars, there's an old thing called a third-party law. And that is the only time there's ever a problem between two people or two groups is because of an unknown third party. So the Jew will run over to England, for instance, and say, did you hear what France said about you? Blah, 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 blah. Then they'll run over to France and say, did you hear what England said about you? Blah, 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 blah. And so they get the war started. And they loan money to each side at high usury interest because it's a war. And then you get a little bit of a discount if you buy your war supplies from the Rothschild war machines. Years ago, it used to be horses and blankets and rifles. Now it's tanks and battleships and submarines and aircraft. And so that they're really cooking these days. Missiles are the cheap stuff. They like the B-2 bombers and them aircraft carriers. Those, you can make a lot of money off of that. But they sell both sides the war materials, and then they loan them the money to go back and forth. And so you have this Jewish harvest of, and they love World War One and Two because they had the white race Germans fighting the white race French and English and Americans, and back and forth. And they got to kill lots of people. They killed over 100 million people in World War Two is the correct number. They killed 20 million of the Germans after the war was over. But yet we should focus on a phony number of 6 million Jews. And I've asked Jews, I said, how about the 100 million that died? Why don't we care about the 94 million, assuming that the 6 million is correct, which it isn't? But I said, how come we don't focus on the 94 million? Isn't that a bigger story? And they're tongue-tied because nobody's ever asked them that question. The bottom line, unfortunately, and that's my big problem with Hitler, is he didn't do what he was accused of. Bertrand Comperet, his best guess of Jews dying between 1938 and 45 over in Europe from every kind of disease or anything that happened to old age, whatever, less than 200,000 died. The Red Cross has it down below 54,000, and they were allowed into the so-called work camps or concentration camps, whatever. But most of those Jews fled, and they went to America. The ones that stayed and remained around there, they set up in the early 30s with Swiss banks. They set up private numbered Swiss bank accounts. And so those so-called tattoos on their arm were that private numbered Swiss bank account because they weren't allowed to carry papers around. So after the war, they went to the Swiss banks. They had the account number there, and they got their money out, assuming they remained in that area. And some that didn't have a lot of money had to remain in the area. But most of them went and came over to America here. And all of a sudden, magically, in 1950, when they took the census, you weren't allowed to ask religion. Prior to that, everybody asked your religion. Oh, you're a Catholic, a Lutheran, or Jewish, whatever. But all of a sudden in 1950, you weren't allowed to ask that question anymore in the census taking, what your religion is, because they would have found that a whole bunch of those Jews came over here to America. Didn't die, unfortunately. But they're Yahweh's enemy, and they're all going to go, and that's the end of them.
Pardon me, David. I hope we're on the air. I can hear both of you. They somehow have it switched where when Bob speaks, he shows up on David's line, and when David speaks, he shows up on Bob's line. And
well, we're living in an upside-down world. Why would that surprise you, Mike? Well, that's the way it works, isn't it?
Neither of you can hear me at the beginning of the broadcast.
That's Bob's favorite saying. I love it. Go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say, as I said earlier, we're having some glitches tonight, and it would be nice if we have one of our listening audience call in just to make sure that our toll-free line is working. That's 877-924-7722. 877-YAWS-RACE, 877-924-7722. We did have a listener last month's broadcast that we couldn't get to because we were running out of time, so anybody who would like to call is invited there. Anyway, go ahead, Bob or Dave.
I was going to talk about the war thing. I'd like to talk about the war thing because the purpose of it is, of course, to make money on the selling of the weapons. That's just the beginning of it, though. You see, after the war ensues and you've destroyed Europe. And you've busted all the buildings down, all the wonderful things. Then what happens is the Jew is right there. They're able to start to build Europe back up, and they're going to make money on both all the countries on the rebuilding of Europe. But on top of that, what they do after wars is they're able to change the laws of a nation. The reason for World War I, World War II Germany is something me and Eli are talking a lot about, or should I say Eli and I, well, we're both doing a lot of shows on this right now. And what happens is that they wrote the Versailles Treaty, and what I hadn't realized is that within the Versailles Treaty is the League of Nations, and I want you to know what the story is on this League of Nations. This is your precursor to the UN. And what had happened was back in the 1815 in the Congress of Vienna, the Rothschilds wanted to bring in the League of Nations, which was this, you know, the precursor to the one world government garbage. And the Tsar in Russia torpedoed that, and he said, no way, Jose, so to speak. And so Rothschild promised that he'd get the Tsar and his family. Well, it didn't happen until 1917, but I'm going to tell you something that I was revealed, you know, that blew me away because I'm studying this period. There's a five-year period, and the five-year period is 1913 to 1918. Within this five-year period, the first thing that happened was 1913. They brought in the Federal Reserve Act in America. They brought in the ADL in America, a terrorist organization that is there to destroy the Christian culture, to destroy the nation, and to destroy. They teach the police forces who are the terrorists, and in reality, the Jews are the terrorists. Okay, and the third thing they brought in, of course, was an illegal thing against the Constitution, was the IRS Act, which was implemented later in full-blown manner. So that was the first thing which enabled World War I. And prior to that, they had been trying, they went in, Jacob Schiff talked about in his book that they had Turkey. They had sucked Turkey dry. And they called Turkey the sick man. They got all the railroads. They got all the ports. They got everything. They actually asked them if they could buy the little land of Palestine, and they were rejected. After that, Jacob Schiff said, we need another sick man. And that sick man was Russia. And so while we went to World War 1 in 1914. Here's your second year. Now, while the whole world was watching the war, World War One, they were up there with their Freemasonic lodges, and they were called the Young Turks. And they got involved, and they were pulling off their chameleon act, and they killed 1.5 million Christians, Armenians, and they cut their hands off and strewn them about the road. See, this was all over this little land of Palestine. They were going to get their revenge. So what they did was they said to the those people there, not the Palestinian people, the Armenian people, they got involved and they said, "We believe you have terrorists among you, and all you need to do is give up your guns and we can all live in peace." And the Armenian people gave up their guns, and that's when they were killed. Now, just picture that that's going on while World War One's going on. So nobody's paying attention up there. They're paying attention to World War One while it's going on. Now, 1917 comes along, and all of a sudden, the Bolshevik Revolution is taking place. And it's through Mr. Jacob Schiff again, and through Woodrow Wilson. And, you know, the same old cast of characters. They'd got Lenin out of retirement, sent him over there, Trotsky, all the scumbag Jews from New York. Lev Bronstein was Trotsky's name. And so this is going on at the same time while everyone is watching World War One. They're not paying attention to the Bolshevik Revolution, what's going on. But what it is they took revenge on the Tsar and his family, which was the promise of Rothschild. This is how the Jews act. I want you to realize that the Jews told them that in 1815, and they carried it out 99 years later. They don't care how long they wait to get their revenge. Their father is the same. Satan will do the same thing. They don't care how long it takes. They got their revenge. They killed the Tsar and his family. Not only that, it's a Christian nation. They murdered, I can't go into the whole thing, but all I can tell you is that they got their revenge. The Tsar was the richest man in the world and had his money. That the Tsar, the previous Tsars, had helped the colonies as well in America for us during the wars against England. So this revenge was for many reasons. So what happens is, you know, this blew me away because I didn't realize that this all happened in such a short period. So now you end World War One. The Germans didn't lose. They had come within 2 weeks of England having no food left. England was going to lose, and Germany said, "Well, don't worry about it. We'll just go home. We'll end the war. We don't want any reparations or nothing. Don't worry about it. Well, that's it." But no, the Jews would not have that. The Jews over in England, the UK, or the Jews in America would not have that. And so they continued the war, got America into the war, and that's how that all happened. So when the war ended, the Germans were walking around going, how did we lose that war? But what happened in the meantime was the Treaty of Versailles happened. And this is my point that proves the whole thing. The Jews made demands about the land of Palestine in the Treaty of Versailles. I've never heard anybody has read the Treaty of Versailles, and I am definitely going to read it because when I started to read it, I found out the secret that the League of Nations was instituted within the Treaty of Versailles. And that wasn't told to the world in the sense, like in the newspapers, as far as I know. What happens is the Jews started making demands on all nations during that treaty, which Eli and I read the six demands, main demands they had against the world, and Palestine was one of those demands. So they knew they were going to go back at war with Germany, and they were going to make money on the way in and on the way out and everything else, not to mention the reparations that take place after the war in that sense. So you can see that the Jews, they use these wars not only to make money. It's not just money to be made. It's to change laws. You realize that they killed the Tsar and his family. Then they were able to institute the League of Nations that they weren't able to institute
99 years earlier. And they were able to bring the UN, which is the full-blown lie of peace, into America in 1945. So
pardon me, Dave, we have a caller, which I'm glad to see that our line's working.
You got it.
Looks from, like, Loretta from New Jersey. You're on the air.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Keith. I'm calling from New Jersey. Uh-huh. In fact, I'm sorry to interrupt the program because it's very interesting, but I know you were looking for a caller, I guess, to get a reception report and such, and the reception here is very good. I'm glad you mentioned the thing about the Pope, because it is all true. I mean, I was raised Roman Catholic, and at one time in my life, I had considered going into our religious life as a brother, but it didn't materialize, because what had happened was that I discovered that they had a serious pedophile problem within the church. And when I came home, I told my father about it, and my father was a police officer. And, you know, from one thing led to another, and he made it a point to let it be known what was going on. Because what had happened was they took a Catholic cardinal, who at the time was Bernard Law from Boston, and he had made the claim that he failed in following up on his pedophile priest problem, when that wasn't the case at all. In fact, basically what they just did, and I believe continue to do, is they would just pass their pedophile priest around from diocese to diocese and state to state, basically playing Russian roulette with the public, because this way the people wouldn't realize that they had a predator on their hands. But again, getting back to the Pope thing, I mean, it's all true, whether people want to believe it or not. There is a warrant for his arrest in Belgium for the crimes that he's alleged to have committed. And, you know, sad to say, people need to know these things. And, again, like I said, what happened was after I had told my father about these things, I was blacklisted from the church. I could no longer consider pursuing a religious vocation because they viewed me as a troublemaker. And the thing is, once you become viewed as a problem child with the Vatican, you're viewed as a problem child with everybody. They'll turn it around, demonize you, and tell people that you're the pedophile. Even though I've never been arrested.
Well, they learned that from their brother Jews. That's the Jews' technique, is to call everybody else what they are. And the Jews will call, like, for instance, when I was talking about the hands being chopped off in the Armenian genocide, which the Jews committed. Well, okay. They blamed the Nazis and said that the German people killed went into Belgium and cut the hands off the children, and so that they could not grow up and be soldiers, which is an absolute lie. See, this is the Catholics learn everything from the Jews, because the Jews have taken and infiltrated the Catholic religion. There's no difference. These priests that you're talking about, many of them are Jews.
Yeah, some worshippers. No, it's true. Like you said, you're talking about the hybrid religion once it came into Rome, where Constantine had to find a way to appease the people and such. It's amazing because, like I said, I mean, I'm born and raised, you know, Catholic, so the idea is they just dumb you down to a point where it becomes father says this and father says that. And it's like, wait a minute. Why don't you just pick up your Bible and find out for yourself? And until that happens, I mean, that's when you realize all the discrepancies and such. I mean,
well, let me ask you a question. Are you supposed to call him father?
Yeah,
the Bible tells you that call no man on earth your father.
That's right.
No, now, does the Pope pray with his hat on?
What, the beanie?
Beanie or the Dagon fish hat. Yeah, the yarmulke or I like calling it a beanie too, though. But I mean, the Dagon fish hat.
Funny,
does the Pope
never wake up? The people never wake up that the Pope, all the cardinals, and all the bishops wore yarmulkes. Obviously, it's a Jew scam.
But they pray with their hats on. Are you supposed to pray with your hat on? Are you supposed to pray with your head covered as a man?
No.
No, only a woman.
So they're teaching, in other words, this proves that they don't read the Word of God. This proves that they do not obey Yahweh God, and they have no intention. And they're teaching you to pray with your head covered as a man, which would make your prayer null and void. And they've taught us not to pray in the name of Yahweh. They took, the Jews took the name of Yahweh out of the Bible over 6,800 times so that we would be praying to the Lord. Lord, who is Baal.
That's true. They forbid the name of Yahweh to be spoken in the church. I remember that. That came back out maybe about 5-7 years ago. I think with Benedict. I have one more question.
If you do go back to the beginning of the Catholic Church there, they were all turning sodomites in Rome. That's how Rome was falling. And since they were getting overrun by the Vandals, and they were paying them off to move and, you know, not destroy them, you had a transfer from the Roman Empire to what was called the Holy Roman Empire. And since they were all pedophiles at the end of the Roman Empire, the transfer to the Holy Roman Empire, the same pedophiles just went over there.
You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Right? It's the same thing, just transferring the pedophiles to different parishes, different states. It's no different. I just have one last question. Like I said, I don't want to hold you up. Although, you know what, I mean, I used to hear people speak about the Catholic Church, and I get all angry, so I finally realized it's the truth. It's the truth.
All I wanted to say to you is you got to get out of that thing. That doesn't mean I'm trying to destroy Christianity because I'm telling you that the Catholic organization is a criminal organization or the Jews are a criminal organization. Then Judaism is not a religion at all. It's a criminal world enterprise. And so basically what I'm telling you is I'm not trying to destroy Christianity when I'm telling you these things. I'm trying to get you out of something that Yahweh does, it looks at as an abomination.
No, it's true. I mean, I couldn't go even if I wanted to, because physically I can't walk. So it's like, you know, Yahweh takes care of it. You know, so that's just the way it is. Yeah, but, I mean, your salvation is through the Word of God. I mean, you have a Bible, read, pray. Work out your salvation.
I would also mention that the Jews, even though they're not a religion, as it were, and they hide behind a cloak of religion, as it said, they are a race in as much as all the Jews from Cain down through Esau, Edom, and so forth to the Jews today, not the ones that are the Goyim, that supposedly convert, like Madonna or something to, Judaism, but all the ones from Canaanite all the way down, they have Satan's DNA demon blood running through their veins, whatever portion that is. They are a race of demons, a true race of demons.
Demons in shoe leather.
Demons walking around in shoe leather.
is that all tied into the Nephilim, or is that different?
Yes, it is tied into the Nephilim to a point where that's why Yahweh had Noah get on the ship and had the flood in that local area, because, yes, the Nephilim had mixed, the angels that came down from heaven mixed with the daughters of men. And this is in all the signs of the world that you see around you, when you see the female and the male in a sign. In the Jewish star, which is an upside down, triangle, which is the female, and the up one, which is the lingam and the yoni, it also means as above, so below, etc. These things all speak about the sons of God and the daughters of men.
I'm sorry to butt in here, but we're at the end of the broadcast, and I'd like to thank our caller, and I'd like to thank both of our guests tonight, and we'll be back next month with another live program, but you can always listen to our pre-recorded programs each week at the same time. So may Yahweh bless you all.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message, and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere.
Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.
Lift, lift, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
Hello. I'm truly glad you could join me today. You ready to do a fantastic little painting? Now then, I thought today we'd do a warm, happy little painting. It's such a super day. So let's just take and make little crisscross strokes. And let's just lay in. There we go. Just a little bit of pink in the sky. Little touch of pink. Now be very careful. This red is so strong. It'll look like there's a fire in the sky. So use a very small amount. Very small amount. You can always add more. But it's a sign of a gun to try to take it out. You can if you have to, but it's hard to do. There we go. And this is continually blending with the liquid white. And it gets lighter and lighter. Allow the liquid white to work for you. Okay? With very little effort already. You're beginning to see just all kinds of little things back here. Little happy things. It's all kind of little creatures live back here. There. Little squirrels and rabbits. And if this was in Florida or Georgia, somewhere down there, might be an alligator or two hid back here. When I was a kid, I had a pet alligator. I don't know if you ever make a pet out of an alligator, but I had an alligator that lived with me. Let's put it that way. And I fed him every day, and every day he bit me. One thing about alligators, I don't think you can ever make a pet out of them. I finally turned him loose, and he still wanted to bite me. There we go.
You're listening to the Eurofolk Radio Network here at eurofolkradio.com.